awaken as a hunter-gatherer and never again live as you live now. Wow, I suppose I'd feel terror. Why? Well, I don't know. I guess I'd expect to spend the rest of my life on the knife edge of survival. Ishmael shook his head. Hunter-gatherers no more live on the knife edge of survival than wolves or lions. Pre-agricultural man was as well adapted to life on this planet as any other species, and the idea that he lived precariously is simply nonsense. If you like, you can confirm this for yourself in an afternoon at the library. Okay, I said so. So, now that you know this, does this life seem less repulsive to you? Well, less repulsive, maybe, but still repulsive. All right, let's try this. Whenever takers want to take some land occupied by leavers, they try to explain to them why they should abandon their lifestyle and become takers. They say, this life of yours is wretched and wrong. Man wasn't meant to live this way, so don't fight us. Join our revolution and help us turn the world into a paradise. Right. You take that part, the part of the cultural missionary, and I'll take the part of the hunter-gatherer. Explain to me why my life is grim and revolting and repulsive. Good Lord. I'll get you started. Buona, you say the way we live is wretched and wrong. You say it's not the way people are meant to live. This puzzles us, Buona, because for thousands of years it seemed to us a good way to live. But if you say it isn't, then we must in all prudence listen to what you have to say. Well, I realize it seems good to you. This is because you're ignorant and uneducated and stupid. Exactly so, Buona. We await your enlightenment. Tell us why our life is wretched and squalid and shameful. Your life is wretched and squalid and shameful because you live like animals. Ishmael frowned, puzzled. I don't understand, Buona. We live as all others live. We take what we need from the world and leave the rest alone, just as the lion and the deer do. Do the lion and the deer lead shameful lives? No, that's because they're just animals. It's not right for humans to live that way. Ah, Ishmael said, this we did not know. And why is it not right to live that way? It's because living that way, you have no control over your lives. Ishmael cocked his head at me. In what sense do we have no control over our lives, Buona? You have no control over the most basic necessity of all, your food supply. You puzzle me greatly, Buona. When we are hungry, we go off and find something to eat. What more control is needed? You'd have more control if you planted it yourself. How so, Buona? What does it matter who plants the food? If you plant it yourself, then you know positively that it's going to be there. Ishmael cackled delightedly. Truly, you astonish me, Buona. We already know positively that it's going to be there. The whole world of life is food. Is it going to sneak away in the night? Where would it go? It's always there, day after day, and if it weren't, we wouldn't be here to talk to you about it. Yes, but if you planted it yourself, you could control how much food there was. You'd be able to say, well, this year we'll have more yams, this year we'll have more beans. Buona, these things grow in abundance without the slightest effort on our part. Why should we trouble ourselves to plant what is already growing? Yes, but don't you ever run out? Don't you ever wish you had a yam but find there are no more growing wild? Yes, I suppose so. But isn't it the same for you? Don't you ever wish you had a yam but find there are no more growing in your fields? No, because if we wish we had a yam, we can go to the store and buy a can of them. Yes, I have heard something of this. Among my people, when we want a yam, we simply go and dig one up. And if there are none to be found, we find something else just as good. You're missing the point. I certainly am, Buona. I stifled a sigh. Look, here's the point. Unless you control your own food supply, you live at the mercy of the gods. That's just not a human way to live. Why is that, Buona? Well, look. One day you go out hunting and you catch a deer. Okay, that's fine. That's terrific. But you didn't have any control over the deer's being there, did you? No, Buona. Okay, next day you go out hunting and there's no deer to be caught. Hasn't that ever happened? Assuredly, Buona. Well, there you are. Because you have no control over the deer, you have no deer. So what do?
Ishmael shrugged. We snare a couple of rabbits.
Exactly. You shouldn't have to settle for rabbits if what you want is deer.
And this is why we lead shameful lives, Buona?
This is why we should set aside a life we love and go to work in one of your factories because we eat rabbits when it happens that no deer presents itself to us? No, let me finish. You have no control over the deer and no control over the rabbits either. Suppose you go out hunting one day and there are no deer and no rabbits. What then?
Then we eat something else. The world is full of food.
But look, if you don't control any of it... I bared my teeth at him. Look, there's no guarantee the world is always going to be full of food. Haven't you ever had a drought?
Certainly, Bwana.
Well, what happens then?
The grasses wither, all the plants wither, the trees bear no fruit, the game disappears, the predators dwindle. If the drought is very bad, then we too dwindle.
You mean you die, don't you?
Certainly, Bwana.
Ha! That's the point!
It's shameful to die, Bwana?
No, I've got it. Look, this is the point. You die because you live at the mercy of the gods. You die because you think the gods are going to look after you.
We should not trust the gods with our lives?
Definitely not. You should trust yourselves with your lives. That's the human way to live.
Ah, this is sorry news indeed, Bwana. From time out of mind, we've lived in the hands of the gods and thought we lived well. We left to them all the labor of sowing and growing and lived a carefree life, and it seemed there was always enough in the world for us because, behold, we are here.
Yes, I told him sternly, you're here, and look at you. You have nothing. You're naked and homeless. You live without security, without comfort, without opportunity.
And this is because we live in the hands of the gods?
Absolutely. In the hands of the gods, you're no more important than lions or lizards or fleas. This is why you've got to take your lives out of their hands entirely. You've got to take your lives into your own hands.
And how do we do that, Bwana?
As I say, you've got to begin planting your own food.
But how will that change anything, Bwana? Food is food, whether we plant it or the gods plant it.
That's exactly the point. The gods plant only what you need. You will plant more than you need.
To what end, Bwana? What's the good of having more food than we need?
Damn! I shouted. I get it!
Ishmael smiled and said, so what's the good of having more food than we need?
That is the whole goddamn point. When you have more food than you need, then the gods have no power over you.